And I say this tonight, you can guarantee this from heaven. It's coming from the throne of heaven, says the Spirit of God. I am here this day. I am here. I am here.
You've just heard some special words that you will hear later on in this recording from Brother Freedom. Maybe you've never heard Brother Freedom before, but he's one of the most anointed gentlemen that I've ever met. This is Brother Clint, and I've had the privilege of working with Brother Freedom for over 20 years. He's a gentleman who comes under the amazing anointing of the Holy Ghost. In fact, without the Holy Ghost anointing him, he can't even speak. This message was given a number of years ago, and we've just now published it. Brother Freedom's gone on to be with the Lord, but his legacy lives on, and he continues to preach. God bless you. Please listen fully to this message, even if you have to take time and break it up into various sections. I know it's about an hour long, but it is a fantastically anointed message. Thank you so very much for listening.
I was thinking on the way in here, for I don't know how many years, the Lord allowed me to know where he wanted me and where to be for, I don't know, for a long, long time. And I'm not down on churches, but God spoke to me, if I could do that, so much more could they do it, because that's their livelihood. That's their business. And there's just one of me that's got bunches of them to come together and touch heaven.
Amen.
I just thought so. God just, I don't know, I get amazed sometimes. I get where I can't speak, I can't do nothing, and God still uses me.
That's right.
My tongue all gets tangled up. My ears don't hear. I don't do the best. Boy, God just takes over and takes it. It amazes me more than anybody. I guess I was amazed because he's so wonderful.
Amen.
And I thought today, it's just been a dream that God had given me. About 25 years ago, he gave me that dream that this one day this would be accomplished. Mm-hmm. And it was basically kind of just a dream. I didn't know how. I hadn't had the faintest idea. We don't need to know. We don't need to have to know anything.
No.
What we know less, he does more. What we know more, he does less. Glory. Oh, I feel his glory.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we just praise you. We thank you for that joy. Full of glory. Oh, Lord, I love you. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, I thank you for... Oh, praise God. I love you, Atalilasi. Glory, my God. I love you. I feel thy divine presence. Lord, I thank you that you're coming soon. And I know that I'm going to be in your presence very soon. And I know how gracious you are. And Lord, I know that you probably let me see things that many, many haven't seen. And I'm so grateful for you and so thankful for you. And I just hope for the remaining time that I'm here, I can please you with my whole heart, with my whole being. And Father, what I can't do, would you just take over and do it for yourself, for me? And I'll just be that nothing that you can use for your glory. And Lord, that's all I want to be, is nothing. I want your spirit to dwell. I want your blessings to be upon your people. And I want you to come in to erase the transgressions of my brothers and sisters that need forgiveness, that need acknowledgement, that they need to know you in a greater depth, greater way, that their sins might be pardoned, that they might receive that blessing from on high. Receive that forgiveness in their heart, that they know that you love them, you set them free, that they can be an overcomer, that they can be great, dynamic, powerful in thy sight, O Lord. Father, we know, I know, and I believe, and we know here that our, as we move in your spirit, feels so wonderful for us, but yet it's so small to you, Lord. What we think is great, it's no great thing for you, but Father, we just thank you that you move upon us with thy goodness, for thy blessings. And Father, you're faithful. You're here to bless us as mine, to ensure us that we can walk in that heavenly sunshine, that we will not walk in defeat, Father, but we will walk in victory. Receive the redemption call from heaven, that we will feel the powerful blessing within us. We will feel the anointing, the structure that comes in those that you beloved, that love you, and Father, that you care for so much. You care for all, but Father, you do great and mighty exploits to those that look to thee this day. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for the plan that you have in mankind, that you have in our people, your people this night. And Father, we just pray that you'd bless abundantly. Father, we pray for Jennifer this night in a very special way. We pray for Micah. And Father, we pray for the lowly this night. We pray for the cast down, those that are walking through struggles, through pain and body problems. Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you might bring forth a healing to these in Jesus' name. I pray for a correction for that one this night that's walking in failure this night. And deliver them from that failure. Let them realize that you can change your lives and be profitable in thy sight. The Father had us realize those ones that there's not their self. They need to walk in thy presence and thy goodness and thy overcoming strength. And we thank you this night in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I've been over this wonderful book. I really feel tonight somehow that God wants to give him Timothy. For some reason, I didn't even know it until I got out of the car, but I just feel that he has something special for us. Well, I'll start out here. It says, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and ye younger men as brethren. The elder woman as mothers, the younger sisters with all purity. Honoring widows that are widows. And if any widow have children or nephews, let them first learn to have pity at home and be quiet for their parents. That is good, acceptable for God. Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusts in God and continues in her supplications and prayers night and day. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. Mm-hmm. And I believe that is the part that God has really been speaking in my heart. I didn't even know it was. But thou were dead in some areas that God wants to be alive in. He pronounces us as deceased. But he wants us to be filled with his presence. And that correction power that comes in us. Because we all have a tendency wanting to fail daily. But through that correction power, there's something that brings us back and sets that standard before us that we want to go above, not below. And that's what makes the difference. When we want to set our sights above, that we want to do better this day than I did yesterday, instead of going the old way and saying, well, you know, it's good enough. Yeah, I can slide a little bit. But when we slide in the Lord, we come up with failures. Mm-hmm. And the day I was reading Samson, how that the call from heaven was upon him. And if you go back in quite a few chapters back, you see how that there was the people in those days couldn't go very far, but they was doing evil. Sort of basically, I think, what's taking place today. A lot of evil was going on, so that they would start well, but then they would go off. God would see them as evil. And this pattern was going forth from way back. And many of the other people we've talked about and all the things. Sin has progressed from, it's never stopped. And God wants us to be that, not that we are so perfect, but he wants us to come to that place that we can walk in victory. Amen. Amen. And I'm sure that our righteousness is just the filthy rags as we see before him. But he's so special. He sees us as more than conquerors. He sees us with ability that we don't see ourselves. And that blessing needs to be approved within us. But it says that she that liveth in pleasure. And pleasure has a reward for a season. And Samson, I was reading there about where he had started off his life, and he goes to his mother and his dad both and tells them, I desire this woman. And she comes out to be Delilah. And he says, I want her in my life. Well, see, that's the state right there when God wants us to come and let those problems we face come to a place that we grow beyond as we accept them into our life and we keep them there and we allow that to come in and we don't deal with that problem, then we have a place there that brings us down, a flaw within our spirit, a flaw within our makeup, a flaw in our character. And that flaw, we cannot pray. We cannot seek God. And when there's a need, we're not where we should be with God to offer that prayer, to offer that faith. We're not where we should be because of that flaw. And many times that flaw, no one sees it. No one sees it but God. But God says, with that flaw, you must come unto me. You must come and I'll change you into my glory, that my glory would be upon you. You no longer walk in nakedness, but you walk wholly clothed with the Spirit of God. And when God wants to bring them into that place of victory, that place of promise, that we might be believers, that he is able to complete that which he has started within us and make us to be overcomers, that we might be achievers for the will of God. And we find ourselves fighting this world and fretting this world because we don't know, we don't understand many things. We don't understand this mind, but we realize that God has all things under control. And I was thinking as I got out of the car, and there comes a time of you when you walk in the Spirit, you don't have to know. And you don't need, it takes all the pressure off of our minds, it takes the pressure off of our hearts, it takes the pressure off of our labor, that we walk as obedient children of God. He says he orders our steps.
Amen.
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he loves us. Though he will fall, we shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholds us with his mighty hand. Greater is he that's within us, he that's within the world. We have a promise of eternal life. God has promises. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God has promised us that he will give us eternal life, that he gave us. And I was telling Brother Clint this morning, I don't believe it's something wonderful that God had showed me. We cannot give many things because we do not truly own them. We don't know how long the gift is going to last. But God is the only one that can truly give us a gift because he is the giver of every good and perfect gift. Every good and perfect gift actually comes from him. He built the first car, I'm persuaded. He built all these things that we take as just part of us, and we take them as common, but God has been the instigator of many things that we don't even understand. His thinking goes beyond our comprehension. It's beyond the delegation of our hearts and lives. It's been the place of his approval. The glory, have his approval on something that makes us, it's like the joy of the Lord. When you have a child that does your will, your approval becomes, and she says, yes, child, you're doing well. And that's what God does us. He sees that we're doing well under his management. And his management never fails. In 1 Timothy here, it talks about, that says that we brought nothing in this world. It says, neither can we leave this world with anything. But while we're here, we must be content. Every state we're in. And that seems like it's a problem with a lot of us, but it's a problem a lot of people get caught up in. People in this last days, and America especially, is getting caught up in things. They're getting caught up in treasures. The Bible plainly says, lay not for your treasures upon earth, where moth and rust corrupt, and where thieves break and steal. For where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also. But a man purpose in his heart, he takes it as a idol, it becomes an offense to God. The Bible says, lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beset us, and let us run that race with patience. Having food and raiment, let us therefore be content.
Amen.
Content, every state, I mean, praise God, hallelujah, that we can be thankful. Oh, hallelujah. The 100 Psalms, I said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness.
Amen.
Come before his presence with singing. You know, that should be our desire, that we come instead of grumbling and complaining, we come about praising the Lord, glory to God. I praise you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I exalt you, Lord, because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. You know, God is looking for a people that will just live for him, praise for him simply as we've spoken here tonight. God wants to come to the simplicity of the word. And Romans, that we might walk in simplicity, the 12th chapter of the Word of God, that we might walk. He's not hard taskmaster. He's ever willing, and he's ever to cope with us. If we're slow, he works with slow people. He wants us to slow down, to call upon him. He wants to smell the roses while we pass through. We don't want us to be so far out there that we're passing down, that we've forgotten about the flowers out here. We've forgotten to pray for people. We've forgotten that we didn't need to take time to seek ourselves for God. We go through this life so fast that we take not time to love our families, to love our friends, to love our enemies, to pray for those despitefully using. It's a blessing upon us. We get blessed when we bless others. We get blessed when that one that curses us, when we bless because God uses it for His glory. It puts a coal of fire on their head. It blesses us to know beyond any imagination. And God makes it not easy for us, but He makes it well paying for us. It's not always easy to pray for that one that you know that hates you, that one that despisefully uses you, that one that makes it hard on you. But when you do, you start gaining ground, and you start getting the momentum. And you know, we're like a machine or an airplane. You know those big planes, and you probably know more about them. But you know, they say if you don't have enough braking power, when big engines start trembling, once it ever starts moving, you can't stop it. If you can't stop, there's not enough brakes or nothing on it. Once it starts, get that initial start, and that's where we are with God. Once we get that initial trust with God, we can do all things through Christ with strength. There is no one that can stop us. There is no one. God does not limit. We need to take that first step out in the name of Jesus and walk courageously before Him, that He will deliver us through the pathway of life. We will walk in His fullness of His glory. It says, in His right hand, there's pleasures evermore. He has pleasures. He has blessings for us. He loves us, beloved, so much. He wants to help us, to stabilize us. Most all the people that we see are people that get in trouble is when they start getting excited the wrong way. We need the day that wait upon the Lord. Waiting upon the Lord is relaxing. Having faith. When you're uptight about something, you can't even pray. You can't come to the Spirit because you're wound up. You're wound up. Your body won't even let you think. You got to come down that place that all is well. That all is well in the Lord. And through that we subside down, that we rest patiently in the Lord. In Hebrews it says that He looks for a people that will come into that rest. And we as God's people need to quit fretting. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither to be thy envious of workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down as the green grass, and shall wither as the herb. But trust the Lord, and thou shalt do good, and thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of thy heart. Commit thy ways unto Him. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He is able, we're more than conquerors, and all the pathway of God shows us. It says the pathway of life is like a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day, a true best light. When we accept Jesus Christ, we have to accept Him by faith. We've never been there before as a new child. We're believing more what someone's told us. We feel that urge within us. We were that drawing, but we really don't know. And from that day on, we still never know. We know that salvation is so good. We know that that feeling was so good. We know because our sins were put in the sea of forgetfulness. We have a new life. We have a new way. Our sins are forgiven day by day. And there is no judgment against us because we've made ourselves justified through the Lord Jesus Christ. That we have that faith, that ability in the living God that we trust totally upon Him and without reservation, that we can put our eyes and our ears back and look towards heaven and say, my God, I love you, my seed to the Vishi, that thou art worthy, and I embrace you this day. I don't care if no one sees you as I see you. I know that you're holy, and I know you're blessed, and I know that you're there, and I praise you, the wonderful Lord. I exalt you, wonderful Lord. I live in thy victory. I live in thy presence, and I live to do thy service, O Lord. I want to excel in my heart this day, that I find myself in thy will, O Lord, that I might come to place that I can serve you with my whole heart, with my whole direction, that I would come above the reproach of this world, that I would walk higher, come to meet you this day, that you might plant me in that higher level, Lord God, that I no longer walk in the mud and grubs this world, that I may be in thy presence, O Lord. Help me this day, that we might deliver ourselves from the filthiness of the flesh that we see. There's great darkness upon this earth, and there's great powers upon this earth. And when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, we find ourselves as incapable. We find ourselves as darkened in our hearts. When we come to Jesus, and Jesus erases that, immerses us from that presence, and He comes out as a new creature, and He takes away that old dross, that old the grime that has brought us out from the guttermost to the uttermost. He brings us from that guttermost condition that we've all failed God. And it's God's good pleasure to redeem us, to restave us, to set us apart for His glory, to re-educate us, to re-glorify us by the Spirit from heaven, that we might rely totally by His calling, that we might walk totally with His presence. We might walk totally forgiven. And that itself is one of the heartaches that God sees, that many, many people of His people, and God spoke this night, are walking, holding grudges, holding problems. And they're in places of positions in churches. They're holding in sanctified churches. And yet they hold grudges. They hold problems. And their sin, they cannot even pray, because the Bible says if we hold anything, that our prayers cannot be answered. It's a place that we might come. The Bible said we must come bold in the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy to stand in the time of grace, and having done all to stand. When we have non-forgiveness, it puts us out of kilter with God. If we're out of joint, you might say, we're out of sync with God. And we need to realize there's many, many people in America this night that have needed that special. Bible said, if any man Christ is a new creature, former things have passed away, behold, all things come new. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that's for America tonight. If we will confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God wants to cleanse us this night. He wants to forgive us this night. He wants to retouch us this night, that we might walk wholly acceptable in His sight. To God be the glory. To God be all praise. And I really believe that this Apostle Paul, in the last part of Timothy, says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, not for me only, but to those that love His appearance. Going back to when the Apostle Paul talks about, I think it's in the 8th chapter of Acts around there, it says that on the day when he was walking, there's a great heavenly light shine upon him, and Saul was brought down before his knees and received blindness to his eyes. The Lord says, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And Saul repented right then. And it was amazing, because Saul was told to go to the street that's called Straight. And that truly is where we all need to go. That first street is called Straight. We don't no longer need the crooked path. We need that straight call, that straight alignment to God, that we have that straight hotline that leads us to heaven, that we can call upon Him, and truly He will answer us, and He'll show us great and mighty things that we know not, and we're able to be more than conquerors through Him which loves us. When we put our faith and trust in Him, He will never let us go. He will save us. He will keep us in the day of trouble. He will be there for the times of discouragement, the times of temptation. He is there to enable us that we might go forth as a profitable child of God. A profitable child of God. Not a one that's in trouble with God. And when God sees us as obedient children, He has a great love and affection for His family. Bible says in Ephesians 5:1, be ye followers of God as dear children. As God so loved us, He wants us to come in that place that we will seek our Heavenly Father. And what it touches the heart of God, that we have great faith in Him, that my God can do anything. And that just touches, God showed me that touches His heart. When we have faith in Him, that puts us in that very special category, that my God, that He sees us as that faith overcomes. And by therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through that justification takes forth what we have faith in God. He does see us as wayward children. He sees us as walking in that heavenly sunshine. And He wants to help us to walk toward victory. We may have hang-ups. We may have colossal problems. But God wants to bring us through those colossal problems and victory. And He doesn't look at us harshly. We grow in the love of God. We grow in victory. We grow. God is greatly loved upon His people. He wants us to realize that He cares for us. He says He is the God of all comfort. He comforts us in all of our tribulation, that we might be able to comfort those in any trouble with the comfort where we ourselves are comforted up by God. So they say God distributes His comfort, that we take part of God's comfort and we distribute it out. God wants to distribute it out, and we just open the doors up and say, hey, you want a little comfort from God? And God says, I got more of it, boys. Girls, I got more of it. Just ask of me and I will fill your bins full of comfort. I will fill you with my joy. I will make you complete, and thou will walk in my liberty, and thou will never no longer have to be afraid. Though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy my staff, they cover me not, prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup runneth over, my cup runneth over, and that's been in my heart all day today. My cup runs over, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Brother Clint, it shall follow us all the days of life. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Surely goodness and mercy, surely goodness and mercy, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That sounds like a blessing to me. Blessed is the man that walks not the counsel of the God, nor stand the way of sinners. His delight is in the law of the Lord. His light is in the law of the Lord. In that law that we meditate both day and night. Think about it. Meditate both day and night. We haven't got time to think about old problems. We haven't got time. We don't need them. Hallelujah. We need to get above the problems. Hallelujah. They're going to be there when we're gone. Hallelujah. Re-educate. But we can't change them one bit. We cannot change them one fraction. We can't add one hair to my head. God knows it all. It's all in His hand. And He wants to come to that place that we leave it there at the cross of Jesus. We leave it there. Leave it there in His hands. He is sufficient. He is grateful. And He will let us arise when we come and say, "Our Lord." Oh, hallelujah. "Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall be able to praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live." We need to bless Him while we live. We need to praise Him while we live, because if we can't praise Him now, it's going to be very embarrassing up there when we say, "Oh Lord, I couldn't praise You down there. How do I do it up here?" We need to learn now. God wants to learn now. He wants to learn His glory, Brother Clint, Sister Jeff. He wants to learn that it's like affection that comes and gets in us in bad things in our body. But God wants to come in our bodies and no longer be infection from Him. But He wants to come in, give us a transfusion of His presence within us. His glory. He sees us very anemic within ourselves. We're very incapable within ourselves. We find that we lose the way. He loves that, because He becomes the head that way. We don't know the way. We come and He says, "Lord Jesus," He says, "Follow me, kids. Follow me. Follow, and I'll bless you. Come unto me, all ye weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest. Casting all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Be sober, be vigilant." God is saying, "Come unto me, all ye that weary and heavy laden. Come to me this night, and I shall bless thee, my people." I am here tonight to bless America this night. I am here to structure these this night. But I say, my people this night have forgotten the Spirit of God. They have forgotten the Lord thy God that calleth him. And I say, many of my people this night are thinking about their own pleasures. They're thinking about their own churches. They do not want me in their own fellowships no longer. They want to do a program for me, but it doesn't want me with them. They want to show me what they can do. And I'm not interested in what they can do within themselves. I'm interested in them to be part of me. That they would come up higher, because they do not realize that they have darkness in their eyes right now. And they're doing the things of darkness. They're following the steps of the enemy. They're enemies of the cross this day. And I want my people to come to a place that they will walk in victory. They will no longer be an enemy of the cross. They will walk with allegiance to the Lord their God. And they will walk in victory, trust in me this day, that I, the Lord thy God, shall move upon them in a very blessed way, and they shall not be hindered by the powers of darkness, but they shall be liberated in its last days, and they will see no longer the glory upon this land, and they will no longer view this land as being their birthright. They will view this land as a place of destruction. They will see this place, this homeless, that they need to cry out, "Lord Jesus, come quickly." We need a change, because the enemy is coming in to destroy the works of this mankind and this world. And I say through that, it's going to be a great devastation shall come upon this elements, the people that upon this earth, the foundation of this world, are going to go through a disastrous time. They're going to go through a struggle, and they will not know what takes place until they're already taken, and they've been dissolved in the pathway that leads toward hell, and they will miss out on that wonderful blessing that I have incorporated upon it. And they might become and be part of the righteousness of God. My people will be a place, and I'm looking for those people to be reunited with these. Oh, hallelujah, for I do not wish to lose any. But I say the enemy has come to kill, destroy, and steal. He's blinded many of my leaders. And my leaders through that are blinding many of their people. And I say there's great darkness come upon many of my people. And they've forgotten my Spirit. And I say to not, I say in that day, and I say if there'll be a time when they will not believe in my spirit, but I say to those from such turn away, they will deny my power, and I does not, my word says, when they deny me from such turn away, have no part, no fellowship with them. And my people want to have fellowship with the enemy, and I say they cannot have fellowship. I wish for my people, yes, to love the unsaved, but I cannot love the one that has them bound. And my people do not understand that we can love the one, but we cannot love the one that has them bound. We need to love the one that can set them free. We need to love the Father of all mercy. We need to love the Father of all comfort. And through him, if you shall love him, you shall surely be saved. And you will walk in victory, and you'll not be afraid. And thou shalt walk blessed from heaven. And thine eyes shall be enlightened, and I, the Lord thy God, shall restore those ones who will seek my place. For those who will call to me in obedience, I shall deliver them, and I shall set them on high, and they will walk in victory, and they will not no longer be afraid. They will walk with my pronunciation of my blessings upon them, and I shall give them a name that no one knows but the Lord their God. And through that name, they shall receive that call from heaven, and I shall say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Hallelujah! Enter into the rest that I have given thee, for I have given thee a new home, a new relationship, and I have given thee forever and ever, that thou might enjoy my presence. And I shall also send thee out for a period of time, that thou might be kings and priests for 1,000 years, that thou might live for that time. And then the end of that time thou shalt come, and I shall have greater things in store when thou comest back. And I say there's great things ahead of my beloved. There is great things before my beloved, said the Spirit of God. Be not afraid, be not afraid, be not afraid, for I have given thee great things. Thou will no longer have to toil. Thou will no longer have to worry. And thou will no longer have to care. Because I, the Lord thy God, shall have a place of great blessings, of great beyond the imagination of my people. They can, it's beyond anything that my people can understand this day. For I have given thee much, much wealth. But I say, take hold of what I have given thee, and do not let it slip from thee. Keep what I have given thee. Keep my blessings and do not let no one take thy crown. Let no one take what I have given thee, and thou might be blessed by the Father from heaven. Walk in my love, for I loveth thee, my ones. For those who will seek me, I loveth thee. For those who do not seek me, I still loveth thee. But I say, there will be a time when thou shalt be divided, for I cannot love sin. And that's where the problem is, said the Spirit of God. For those that love sin, I cannot love that sin. I love my people, but there's been a time for they're getting saturated in this last days and their whole entire being is no longer redeemable. There's no longer redeemable. They have been purified, the opposite of purification. They've been stained by the powers from the enemy. And who got stained this? Their whole being is darkened. And I say it takes redemption from heaven. And I say that redemption has already been paid in full, that my people would be saved. And I say for many, it's going to be doom. It's going to be a sad day. It's going to be a day that they will wish they had never known the Lord their God. For I'm coming soon. I'm coming for peculiar people. And my people cannot get that through their heads. I've come for peculiar people, a people who will praise me, that will love me, that will believe in the Lord their God, and walk in holiness, walk in victory, and through those I am going to do a great work. I am not slack concerning my promise, some men count slackness, but I am long suffering, thus we're not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. There have been in the last day that scoffers said, where is the promise of your coming? So since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as it was from the beginning of creation. But it says, this they are willing, they are ignorant of. But the heavens are old, the earth out of the water, and the earth that is in the water, overflowed with water and perished. But nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven, new earth, where dwelleth in righteousness. For God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness and long suffering, not willing that any should perish, but also knowing this the last days. Oh, grand perilous time shall come, for there shall be great whoredoms of problems facing this world, saith the Spirit of God. I'm here today to strengthen those. And I hear that there's going to be many problems. Many will say, that day that they see. But I say that day things will be so darkened that there will be no enlightenment on the things that are good. And I say there shall be such a heaviness upon the hearts of those who have refused my helping hand. And I say very shortly you're going to see this if I withhold that time, that you're going to see a heaviness on the hearts of those people. And you will see it and you will testify and you'll know what's wrong. They have a heaviness and they need to be set free. Mankind needs to be set free. I am the answer. I am the way. I am the truth of life. No one can come unto me but by the name of Jesus. I'm coming. And I say they have disgraced my Holy One, the Holy Ghost. They have disgraced Him. They said there's no power in Him. But I say all power is in Him. I've given Him all power, said the Spirit of God. I've given Him authority. I've given Him a purpose. I've given Him the keys to this land that Thou livest in. And I've given Him my anointing. But I say many have put Him down and put Him to an open shame as they did my son. And I say through this it puts my son in an open shame too, because he prays and forgives them after time, and he forgives them. And pretty soon, if they don't come to that place, they go sin beyond that day of grace, they put my son also in an open shame. And when that takes place, I can have no recourse but let them go. My people are in trouble this hour. They need the Lord their God. They need His direction. They need to seek me. They need to pray for me. As I say, oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Lord, of the Old Testament many times. Hallelujah, how the people went out and went against the Lord their God. And they were brought down time after time. And I say this same reoccurrence has taken place. There's many churches. There's churches all over the land of America. But I say there's many pastors this night are in sin. There's many pastors have forsaken my way, and I say many, many, many have forgotten how to preach my word, saith the Spirit of God. They're to appease the hearts of those round about them. They're men pleasers instead of pleasing the Lord their God. My people must in this last hour not to be men pleasers, but pleasers of God. Pleasers to do His will, and through that thou shalt survive. Thou shalt have a vitality upon thee that will be courageous, and I shall help thee, and I shall help thee through the times of struggle. And I say, they shall see thou grow. What now comes, and it comes the obedience of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. They will realize that you are not losing that blessing. And the opposite, you're being blessed by the God in heaven. And those who are there who have fought against you all these steps, and they said that they have the answer to them, they're going to be crying out. But I say at that time, it will be like the five wise virgins and the five foolish. It will be too late, says the Spirit of God. The time has progressed to a place that I say they cannot be helped. And they have been so blinded that they have forgotten that I am the Lord, their God, that can save them, decree of them a new heart, a new pardon, a new blessing. Come, my people. Come, America, this day. Come and seek the Lord, their God, for it is time. It is time. Come, America, seek me, and thou shalt be redeemed. Come. Come, America, seek the Lord, their God. Come, for I have room for thee this night. I have compassion for this night, and thou wilt no longer be the tail, but thou wilt remain to be the head. But I say, unless thou make a change of their heart, thou shalt be a tail, and thou shalt have destruction that shall take a place of this land, and it shall be times of destruction, a time of hardness, a time of struggling, and a time of even deaths, of problems, of failures, waters that cease to be sweet, waters that will be impure, that problems will be there in every hand, every street corner, thou art living. At a time of questionable time, said the Spirit of God, when men will not know the answer, but I say they that walk in the Spirit will know the answer, because I will answer their prayers, and I will answer their cause, and they shall walk in my obedience, walk humbly before the Lord thy God, I shall bless them abundantly, and I shall open unto them the windows of heaven, and I say, whatever comes, whatever they say, slanders my beloved, there will be a time where they will have to eat those words, because they will realize that they have spoken the wrong things. Come to me this night, and I shall continually visit thy heart. For thou art blessed this night. I say, many has not what thou hast, says the Spirit of God. I'm here with my glory. Do you not feel it, says the Spirit of God? I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. Seek me, for I loveth thee. Be not afraid, for I shall exalt thee. Be not afraid, because thou art very small, but I make thee more than a majority. I say, if the whole world will come against thee, yea, with me thou art more than conqueror, and thou would not be defeated. For I would send my armies around thee, And I would combat thee with my glory, and thou would not be exposed by the things of darkness, and I shall see thee as the apple of my eye. Come, stay where thou art. Come boldly, seek me earnestly, and I shall bless thee. Come out from among this world and be separate, and I, the Lord thy God, shall bless thee abundantly above all the things of this world. For I'm here to talk to thy heart, to make things real to thee this day, that thou would no longer worry about the cares of this life, but thou would walk in my blessing. For I love thee, my ones. Seek my face. Remember, as that day that thou must assemble ourselves more and more, as that day comes, because as I say, when you come together, I shall bless thee, and I shall move upon thee mightily, for I will give thee my word that I will never leave thee, and I will never forsake thee. Be very courageous, my beloved, and be not high-minded within thyself. Walk a lowly path, walk a humility in humility, walk the lowly way, and I shall exalt thee, and I shall bless thee, and I shall encourage thee, and I shall heal thee also, and I shall make a way for thee, and I shall keep thee through the times of leanness that shall come this way, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
What a word.
Boy, we've been on the road to Emmaus. That's what we did. We heard something better than they even heard on the road to Emmaus.
Glory. I just see companies. I see the glory. Wow. Oh. Oh, boy.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I don't think God's going to quit right here if there's something else he wants for you to have.
Amen.
The Lord, I think, wants us to get in the 24th chapter of Matthew and really realize that where we are stands in the Word so vividly. I said, Jesus went out and departed. You know, aren't you thankful for Jesus? Oh, hallelujah. You know, he came this world. It was a real problem, him coming here, because his own received him not. He came his own received him not, but to men received him, but then he gave power to become the sons of God. You know, he went out choosing his disciples, and I thought of how that he was so special, choosing his beloved. And how they were part of him for 3 or 3.5 years. That period of time. And through that, he starts teaching them many things. He teaches them about what God wants in store for life. How in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John it says about that there's a real, if you follow what's in the Gospels, a mighty teaching there.
Amen.
That we can live out, live right, listen to that, even if we didn't have Paul's writings.
Yes.
They're very special. And it says, see ye that all these things, verily I say to you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him and privately said, tell us, what shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of the coming, the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, take heed, this is the great thing, take heed that no man deceive you. The deception of the enemy is here so rapidly. He's come to destroy churches. He's come to destroy families. He's come to destroy any relationship. He doesn't want anyone to be able to work together. He wants people to fight, fume, pray. This is the will from the enemy. And as that day approaches, it's probably going to get worse and worse and worse. But we have peace with God that he will not leave us. Oh, praise God. For many shall come in my name and say, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And I believe we truly can see that tonight. There is many that's saying, you know, that he's here, he's there. And I'm not truly believe in this, I think of this, what I see coming down in gold, man, it could be God. But I'd have to say that their works would be above exemplary to be able to do that. I question it because God allows us to question it. I'm questioned in him. If I'm wrong, I praise God for it. But if I'm right, I believe it's wrong. And I believe it. I believe because I believe that somehow we're putting the cart before the horse. We're looking for values more than the greatest value that is, that our lives would be changed. But we would heal our minds. Our spirit would become in the obedience of God. And I believe when this takes place, there's going to be a great healing on many of God's people anyway. When we're out of kilter with God, when we're not doing the will of God, when we're walking in disobedience, there comes a pressure that comes upon our bodies that we can't function. We have no rest. We cannot sleep. We're always worried. We're always cost out. We're walking disobedient through that. Our body is out of kilter. It's not walking as a machine. It's walking as a car that runs well or a machine that works well. Mm-hmm. And we become we're out of step. When we want to do something, we can't do it because of some hang-up. And I believe that there's going to be a lot of hindrances that's going to hinder God's church very soon. I believe there's going to be hindrances that people will have problems. They'll bring them to church, but the church will not be able to answer. It'll be a time when, like Solomon, I was reading about Solomon today, how he would receive great wisdom from the Lord as a child at 7 years old, I believe it was. He asked God that God would bless his life, give him that obedience. That's what the Holy Ghost does, that same thing, that we might know the works of heaven, that we might receive that insight from heaven, that beyond anything that proves out the will of God, it's part of God that Daniel spoke about, that we be able to see those great things coming, and it let Solomon come in that place of he could know. But when two women came to him and they wanted this son, and this Solomon had great wisdom, you know how, but they said, well, let me divide the son. And true, the mother of the son says, no, give it to the other. And the Psalms rightly says, well, give it this woman that said this, because that's true of the mother.
Amen.
And so things like that come from God. Knowledge comes from God. Amen. And knowledge is from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And good knowledge is perfect, but it comes through the Spirit. Amen. It comes through our waiting upon God. Yes. There's no bad feelings within our heart. We can't praise God when our hearts, something's wrong here. When we have failed God, or when we have unforgiveness, or when we want to look at something we shouldn't have been looking at, or when we do our wife wrong. Bible says we must have harmony with our wife, that our prayers will be answered. And I think that's for the wives too. We must love one another, that our prayers would be answered. The greatest thing that we have, that our prayers would be answered. When your prayers are answered, that makes you in right standing with God. And you're in the right standing with God. You're able to seek Him. You're able to call upon Him. And He will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. We have that blessing of God, that God wants to keep us blessed. And it says that ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars, that ye should not be troubled. For these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. We're hearing of wars. We're seeing it right where we are. And there's troubles. But the Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, that's over a little farther, so shall it be when the Son of Man cometh. And I believe in bringing it all down. We see that Noah, there was wickedness every corner.
Yes.
Great wickedness upon the earth. And we're seeing it every place we go. When you go into a place, language is beyond what is comfortable to us. Mm-hmm. Many times I'm thankful that I don't no longer have a good ear, because I don't hear those things. Mm-hmm. And sometimes one ear is hearing from the Lord. But I know that it must be a problem to some people to have to hear what they have to go through. Mm-hmm. And some of the workplaces, it's hard. And we find ourselves struggling. Mm-hmm. As it says, a nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, pestilence, earthquakes, diverse places. And these are the beginning of sorrows. Mm-hmm. Sorrows. God is the God of all comfort.
Yes.
That's the opposite of sorrows.
Yes.
The opposite. So this sorrows is coming from the presence of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming from his doings.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming from his handiwork.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming to touch America. It's coming to touch the world. The program that they have set up wants to be erected very fast, that they might come against the God of heaven. And it's something that we don't want to be here when that takes place, because there's going to be a war. There's going to be problems. There's going to be a struggle. There's going to be great devices. We know that many hearts shall fail them, and there'll be people, many lives will be taken. It's going to be not a good day.
Right.
But God has a good day, and I believe, coming for his people.
Amen.
And we can line up with his presence. It says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. We know that. But he that endureth the end, the same shall be saved. That was the scripture I was wanting. He that endureth the end, the same shall be saved. It says, this gospel, the kingdom, shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. This gospel shall be preached to all corners of the earth for a witness. Many others are going places preaching the gospel. It's coming to many people. It seems like in the southern hemisphere, the gospel is coming in a very special way, more than in the northern hemisphere. And I think God spoke about this years ago before it happened, didn't he?
Yes.
When ye therefore see the abomination and desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, stand ye in the holy place. Whosoever readeth this, let him understand. Men, let them which are in Judah flee to the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop come down. Neither let him that is in a field return back to take his clothes. Woe to them that give suck those days. But pray ye that the flight be not in the winter, neither in the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation such as not been since from the beginning of the world. And it shall be a time has ever been. And except those days be shortened, there should be no flesh saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. That was what I wanted to come. If he didn't shorten that day, the very elect would not be saved. And that's very serious. God wants a remnant, a people. And you see, when Noah, there was what, 8 people that were saved. From the day?
Yes.
And today, it says in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man cometh. I don't see this great explosion of people that people predict. And I think what it is, there's some misguided hearts alive. If they're right, we ain't got nothing to worry about. Because God loves us to be closer to Him anyway. So He's not going to condemn us for loving Him.
Right.
So if we say that we need to get closer to God, God's just going to bless us. Amen. But if we're right and they're wrong, they're in big trouble. We have not got nothing to worry about because God is God. Amen. If they're putting God so liberal down to the place that it doesn't take much, that we're just to easily get into heaven. And I wish for these people they might make it, but I believe that God has a higher standard and He has a higher calling. Amen. And God is above esteem and everything that we can imagine. He is the great I Am. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Glory. And I believe that He's calling for us that we might come out from among them, that we might be separate. The Bible says, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? You know, God has not given us any agreement. I remember the operating engineers, they used to have agreement when they, or labor, they would
arbitrate.
That's for the next, they would make agreements on labor clauses and all these things. But there's no agreement that God's given us. There is no agreement. He's given us, He's saying, I've given you to be holy. I've given you to be just. I have no agreement that thou would be have other idols.
Amen.
That we must be separate.
Yes. Yes.
That we must be above reproach.
Hallelujah.
That we might keep our eyes upon the Lord God from heaven. That He might visit us with a very special way. Oh, hallelujah. So the Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, yea, the Lord thy God shall raise up a standard against him. God gives us when the enemy comes in and we've done all we can do to having done all to stand. The Bible says, be strong and the Lord in the power of might put ye on the whole armor of God that ye might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil, for wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in the high places. Therefore put ye on the whole armor of God that ye might be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all stand. Stand up from the loins girt about with truth, take the shield of faith, that ye may be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always in all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, blessing God. God wants us to realize that where His Spirit is, there is liberty. And we call upon Him, He will surely answer us and show us great and mighty things that we know not. Greater is He that's within us, He that's within the world. The Bible says, now unto Him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly, all we can ask or think, according to the power that now unto Him is able to keep us from falling, from presenting us faultless before His presence with exceeding joy. God is able. God is here to bless us. The Bible says, oh, now unto Him is able to do exceedingly abundantly, all we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us. We have a power in here.
Amen.
And that power is we cry, and God hears our cry, and it touches the heart of God. When we mean business with God, when God really realized that we're pulling all that we can pull. The Bible said, be steadfast, unmovable, always bound in the work of the Lord, knowing your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I know what the scripture is, that what the Lord wants me to them, what I understand. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, which is your reasonable service.
Yes.
It's only our reasonable service. A living sacrifice. a living sacrifice. That means that we go out and God sees us good. He don't see us as flaws. He don't see us as problems to work. He sees us as going the other way, that we're living a victorious life, that we're living in His presence. We're walking in obedience in His presence, doing the will of God, setting our hearts upon Him. It says, I will lift my eyes to the hills. Whence comes my help? For my help comes from the Lord. And I believe that we need to reevaluate. We look for the things that are seen, but we look for the things which are not seen. For the things that we see through this world are very discouraging. The problems we say are they're darkening. They'll take away our joy. But we no longer look at it. We look for the things, we look through faith, believing that He is rewarded to those who diligently seek Him. So we no longer see them as wrongness, but we see them as change. We see this no longer as black, but we see God change it as we believe it. It becomes faith in God, that God removes works in our faith. We cry out, He puts His work behind it, and we try, and He gives it triumph in Christ. We try, and we have the faith, the vision within our hearts. It says, without a vision, my people perish. And we have that vision that God's going to do a mighty work. He does it in a mighty way, and we come victorious through Him. If they no one moves, but we move, God says, I have a people, and they stood fast. The Lord Jesus Christ, Job, stood for God. He had a man that was going to move for God. And though God slay me, he says, yet I'll trust Him. And that's where we need to be. Though God slay us, yes, we'll still trust the living God. We will believe in Him. He will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He will keep us in the times of destruction. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand the way of sinners, nor sin that seems discordable, that his life is in the law of the Lord, and in the law doth he meditate both day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and shall bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf in his season, in his season, his leaf shall also not wither. In his season, his leaf shall also not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, and the ungodly shall perish. America needs this message tonight. Be holy. God wants to come out, be separate, set it under God, that we might be the plan for God, that we might live in His blessed assurance. God wants to come this night, that we might receive redemption this night, that we might be purified for the work of His kingdom. We might be purified for heaven, where God's going to take us home very soon. He's taking us home, that we might redeem that blessing. We might be redeemed that quality that's been upon us. And there'll be a time very shortly He's going to say, come home, my beloved. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, for in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye might be also. God is speaking this all. Let not your heart be troubled, my church. Neither let it be afraid, for in my Father's house, my church, my people, in my Father's house are many mansions. Oh, hallelujah, for I prepared for thee a home, an heavenly home. That it's beyond description. It's there this night that thou would come, seek my face, and I, the Lord thy God, shall bless thee. Seek me while it's early, and thou shalt not be condemned, and I shall bless thee. But I say, many, 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 if they do not change, will see a time that they will be condemned, that they will miss that mark. For I'm looking for a peculiar people, a people whose hearts has made ready. My word declares that their hearts, their lives would be made ready, that they would have the oil, that they would have the oil, the bride would take on that oil, that they would not in that hour have to go out and buy oil. They would not have to take time to pray. They would not have to take time to ask forgiveness. They would not have to take time to go ask they had done that wrong for that one to make amends for that. That they would already be up to date. They would be on their way to heaven. And I say many shall be doing that. Many day at that day they'll have to go around and they'll have to make things right, because they know that they've done things without excuse by the Spirit. They've lived in self too long. And I say if my people live in self, everything the day of their life, they're going to have to go around sooner or later and ask forgiveness, because I say it's impossible to live in the flesh and come out victorious. Thou must live in the Spirit, that thou would no longer fulfill the lust of the flesh, and thou shalt come. My word declares it. My word declares it. If thou shalt live in the Spirit, thou will not no longer fulfill the lust of the flesh, and thou shalt walk victorious. And I, the Lord thy God, shall guarantee this, saith the Spirit of God. Ye can take it to the bank of heaven, and and I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you, and I shall complete that blessing upon me, and thou shalt not be afraid, for I have not given the spirit of fear, but of power, and thou shalt walk victorious this night, saith the Spirit of God. God be with you, saith the Spirit of God. I am here this night, saith the Spirit of God, to touch thee afresh and anew. And I say the world does not know what's taking place this night. My churches do not hear what thou art hearing. And I say this night, you can guarantee this from heaven. It's coming from the throne of heaven, says the Spirit of God. I am here this day. I am here. I am here. Do not release. Oh, I'm here, says the Spirit of God. I've sought and I've sought. And I say, they do not listen. They think a man like the one that's here this night, that they have no confidence in him. But I say, I have no confidence in them, says the Spirit of God. For I'm looking for someone that will seek the Lord their God, or they shall come humbly. I shall bless them, and I shall arrange their lives also, for I am not a respecter of person, says the Spirit of God, but I am looking for that one that will seek me, the Lord their God. For those ones, I shall bless them. Would not I be a good God if I did not do that? Would not I hold favors? I call for ones, and I say for those who will be obedient, for all these years who will serve the Lord their God, I say, no, he has failed many times. But I say he has brought it up to date, says the Spirit of God. And I say he has failed many times, and thou can receive forgiveness. I'm seeking for those who will seek the Lord their God and ask forgiveness this night. Come, and I shall complete thee, and I shall enable thee, that thou wilt no longer transgress against the living God, and thou shalt walk in my victory, and I shall support thee in this last hour, so thou wilt no longer be afraid, for thou hast entered, or be determined, that thou wilt no longer have to be know where thou hast going, that thou wilt trust in the living God, that thou wilt trust in me, the Lord their God, and thou wilt no longer be afraid, for I am with thee. Come this night, love me this night, for I loveth thee, saith the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm in a few minutes. I won't know what's going on, but I'll tell you it's good right now. Praise God. Glory to God. Praise God. Did you see all the angels out here? Boy. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Boy, here in his presence is fullest joy. His right hand pleasures him. You know, I can't speak with spirit that's on me. I have no trouble. That's the only time I know that it's all right.
Amen. Praise God. Wow.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think that I pretty well understood, I think, when I'm in the spirit.